Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The dog days of summer continue across the northern plains states as that area of high pressure has moved a little further to the north. High temperatures into the triple digits will break some records on Monday in eastern Montana, Idaho, and the Dakotas. Excessive heat warnings and advisories have already been issued. Bismarck, North Dakota, 103 tomorrow. Boise, Idaho, 101. Billings, Montana, 105. Meanwhile, further to the east, a Canadian cold front is draped across the Great Lakes on into New England. This will trigger showers and thunderstorms across the Northeast, as well as cooler temperatures. Chicago, 73 on Wednesday. Indianapolis, 72. Buffalo, 65. Boston, 69. Washington, D.C., 79. And New York, about 86 with afternoon thunderstorms. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Albany, New York are all going to be in the upper 70s and low 80s. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
As we drive on I-40 east to the Outer Banks and 90 through North Dakota, this is Sterling on Sunday. From WLOB to KFBK in Sacramento, coast to coast, it is a live radio show, and I get to talk to you. That's the best part of the show. And you get to hear my stories. That's the worst part of the show. You get to hear my stories. I have so many stories. I am fascinated, however, by one interstate. I would give anything to hear from somebody driving on this interstate, because I have found an interstate that appears to only exist to connect two cities. That's very rare, because most interstates connect many, many cities. They go to a hub, then they spread out. It's a very interesting system. This system is I-27, Highway 27, from Lubbock to Amarillo, Texas. It seems to only connect Lubbock and Amarillo, Texas. What do we know about Lubbock and Amarillo, Texas? Nothing. No East Coast boy, no West Coast girl knows anything about Lubbock and Amarillo, Texas, except for the fact that you and I believe that it has great barbecue. They would have great barbecue, whiskey, bourbon, country music, a lot of flags. But there's exactly one interstate that connects two cities. And nothing else. Like, the minute you're done going from Lubbock to Amarillo on I-27, it doesn't go anyplace else. It doesn't branch out to Chicago. It just goes between Lubbock and Amarillo. I have always been fascinated by where things end. Highways, train tracks, where they end, to me, has always held great fascination. The Erie Lackawanna train line goes from New York City to Peapack, Gladstone, New Jersey. Now, when you're in Peapack and Gladstone, you can stand at the station in Peapack and look down the line and see Gladstone. And Gladstone is the end of the line. For years, I rode the train from Manhattan to Maplewood, New Jersey. That was my train run. I'd go from Maplewood, New Jersey to Hoboken. And the conductor would always say, da-da-da, Gladstone and, oh, no, he'd say, Peapack and Gladstone, Peapack and Gladstone, because Gladstone was the end of the line. But Gladstone was at least an hour from Maplewood going west. But one day I said, you know, I have nothing to do because I'm in radio. No one in radio has anything to do. I'm going to just sit on this train and see what's in Gladstone. And I stayed on the train to the end of the line. And there was a quaint country train station, which was in huge contrast to the Hoboken train station. The Hoboken train station, which was featured in Once Upon a Time in America with Jennifer Connelly's. There was the Hoboken train station, massive, beautiful, wrought iron train station built in 1890 at the height of the railroads. And it went train station to train station out to Gladstone, which is a beautiful country town right near Donald Trump's golf course in Bedminster. And there I was in Gladstone. And once I got off in Gladstone, there was nothing around. There was a barn and a feeder barn where they store feed for ducks. In that case, it was ducks. It wasn't cows. It was maybe horses. But there was this beautiful train yard, beautiful train station. And there I was. And I was at the end of the line. But I got out and I walked to the end of the train tracks to actually look at the physicality of the end of the line. I wanted to see the end of the line. Where did the train tracks stop? And there was one of those big bumper springs that they have at the end of train tracks. I don't know what that could stop. If a locomotive is determined to keep going, it's going to keep going. That spring isn't going to do anything. But it was beautiful in its own way. It's magnificent in its own way because there it is that it ends. Well, now here's this interstate, I-27, that goes between Lubbock and Amarillo. And I wonder what's at each end. Because usually at the end of interstates, there is a little country-type road, a two-lane highway. It says, end of interstate. Slow down. And then you're in cow fields. No matter where in America it happens, that second you're in cow fields. The interstates go no further than a cow field. But what the heck is in Amarillo and Lubbock, Texas, on I-27? Are you there? Do you know? Would you call me? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I wonder what kind of commerce is on I-27. Do they have a Love truck stop? Do they have a lot of McDonald's? Do they have dairy farms? I want to know what's on I-27 between Lubbock and Amarillo, because I've never seen an interstate highway like that. It serves two, count them, two cities and nothing else. And knowing a lot about Texas, there's nothing around that. So the fact that that got built tells me that Senator Johnson probably made sure that it got built in the late 60s. He probably wanted that. There was probably a reason that it got built, having to do with suspicious motivations. That would be my guess. I have so much for you tonight. You won't believe what Britney Spears said. Britney Spears said something that was so insidious and so genius. No, not all the stuff about her conservatorship, not all the things that she's yelling at her lawyer and her sister and her father about. She said one phrase where I sat back and I went, that's why that woman had hit records. That's why she's brilliant. She is freaking brilliant. I will share that with you, plus the usual edition, the drive-through brew, and more from Dr. Dave Iser and his sacred weather reports. I'm Walter Sterling. Doesn't this feel good? We're going to have a good show tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Invasive species in our waterways, and it's bad. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You've heard of having alligators at golf courses. You may have even seen an alligator at a golf course. But what's going on with this miniature golf course that has an alligator? And why does this shirtless white guy want to wrestle it? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Hi, there are products that you see on TV, that you hear about on the radio. And you go, you know, I'd like to find out about that. And then you go to the website and you go, that's a little more than I want to spend today. But I'm going to remember it. I'm going to look again. I'm going to try as soon as I can afford it. MyPillow has gone from $69.98 for the pillow to $29.98. If you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and look for the queen-size pillow, it's now $29.98. That's a $40 savings. And the king-size pillows are only, they're only $5 more. But you have to enter the promo code WALTER. The promo code WALTER.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
That's Mike Lindell, the man who invented the MyPillow pillow. What are the advantages of this pillow? They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want. And they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. Speaking of which, have you ever washed a normal pillow? Have you ever washed a down pillow? Good luck getting it to dry and to smell better. They smell worse. But MyPillow pillows smell exactly the way you want them to, with your softener, your detergent. They hold their shape. They dry quickly. You can use them the same day. Isn't that fantastic? The premium MyPillow pillow is going for $29.98. It is regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com and click the Radio Listener Square and use the promo code WALTER. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow mattress toppers, and MyPillow towel sets. The mattress topper, what it does, you put it on top of your mattress, it holds its shape, but it takes the warmth from you, pushes it away, and enables you to sleep in a cool, comfortable bed. Very important at this time of year, right? The MyPillow mattress topper. Now you get deep discounts on that just for entering the promo code WALTER. The promo code WALTER means money for you. You can also call at 800-844-0876 and again use the promo code WALTER. Operators are standing by right now. You can call 800-844-0876. These are fantastic products. They're not like cheesy made-for-TV products. These are great. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Buy the queen-size pillow. $5 more, you get the king-size pillow. You enter my name, Walter. You enter my name, Walter, and you get $40 off the pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
It's crazy.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Just remember that today, July, every French guy who went to a beach got to tan next to a French woman who was topless. Think of what that would be like on your beach. If you went to a Jersey Shore beach, if you went to a San Diego beach, not Black Beach, if you went to a West Coast beach and every woman was topless, would that be a good day for you? But I'm telling you, having been to Monaco, it is a good day. The amazing thing about the beaches of Monaco, I will never get over it. I was traumatized by this. You go there, and there are chairs, beach chairs, right? And you go, you lie in it, and what happens? Somebody comes up to you in French and says to you in French, get out of the chair. Why? Because every chair on a French beach in Nice and Monaco is owned by a restaurant. Now, you can sit in the chair. You just have to start ordering food. And the only way you're going to order food is if you make a reservation for the chair, and the reservation is for tomorrow. Okay, now you go the next day. Now you have a reservation for a chair. You lie down in the chair, and you start ordering food, French food, which, by the way, is oddly not abundant. It's a weird thing. You'd figure in the south of France that there would be lots of great restaurants, lots of great food, but the only thing, I swear to you, the only thing that I could translate and understand to order always turned out to be shrimp cocktail. No matter what I did, I got a shrimp cocktail or a hard-boiled egg. They're very big on hard-boiled eggs and shrimp cocktails. And then I look up, and there are French girls topless. Now, that's a good day. Jason Sudeikis says he doesn't totally understand Olivia Wilde's split. I'll have a better understanding of why she split in a year. We've gone over this story because this is a very important story to me. and you need to understand it in order to save your marriage, because your marriage is shaky. I mean, let's face it, your marriage is shaky. You're driving back from the shore, the beach, the lake, the Outer Banks. God love you if you're driving back from the Outer Banks. Who needs that? I-40 to the Outer Banks and coming back from I-40 from the Outer Banks. What a horrible ride. The only time I have ever lusted to have a private jet is any time my current wife says, we are going to the Outer Banks with my parents and my sister. The dirtiest word in the world is my sister and your little dog, too. When we have to go to the Outer Banks to be with her sister for 2 weeks, we go out to the Outer Banks with her sister for 2 weeks, where I get to sit up straight and not say anything I'll regret by Thanksgiving. Have you had those vacations? We'll talk about that more. Well, now, the horror of going out to the Outer Banks on I-40 is phenomenal. Now I'm in, but let's go back to Monaco. The great thing about Monaco in the south of France is all of the beaches are topless beaches. It's incredible. And I'm just thinking about it. You know, I'm just thinking about how magnificent it is. And why would anybody go anyplace else? I don't know, except that other places are expensive. So Jason Sudeikis says that he doesn't totally understand Olivia Wilde's split. I'll have a better understanding of why in a year. Now, he's Ted Lasso, and he's up for a lot of awards, and I hope he wins them because it's the funniest show ever. It's great. Sudeikis added that he still doesn't totally understand the breakup of their relationship. I'll have a better understanding of it in a year, because he's figuring he's going to get some clarity, because he's imagining that Olivia is going to run back to him. Now, Jason, I got news for you. Olivia is not going to come running back to you from Harry Styles. I'll tell you why. Harry Styles allegedly has a giant penis. Huge. And he's a rock star. He gets up on stage, he sways those hips, and he's adored and worshipped. And he has a British accent. Jason Sudeikis, no British accent. But according to Ed Sheeran of all people, says that Harry Styles has a huge penis. I believe that that makes all the difference in the world. Although every woman and every article in Cosmopolitan says it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is the personality. The personality. Money doesn't matter. Penis size doesn't matter. It's the personality of the guy. That's what matters. No, Olivia Wilde had a great guy. Jason Sudeikis is the father of her gorgeous children. They had two beautiful children. They were engaged for 8 years, which is like being engaged for 80. Imagine being engaged for 8 years. What were you thinking? There's Olivia Wilde, 38. How old is she? 90? She's 90. And Harry Styles is 28. She goes running off with Harry Styles, running off with the band, decided to join the circus when she's pushing 40. She's pushing 40. And in her world of a celebrity, of an actress, that's like being 90. There's Harry Styles, who will give her eternal youth and a giant penis. That's what she wanted. He's a rock star, which Jason is not. Jason is a comedic actor from Saturday Night Live. How long does that last? That was over long ago. She is done with that. But women say it doesn't matter. So my question to you is, does it matter? Does it matter that Harry Styles has a giant penis? Does this matter? Or is this, I say it does. I say that is the issue. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-HOLD ON. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. That's my number. Why am I giving you my number? Because I'm live. This is a live radio show, and you and I get to enjoy the interstate highway system on a Sunday night, which I love. I am mesmerized by Highway 27, which only goes from Lubbock, Texas, to Amarillo, Texas. Only two cities. That's incredibly rare. I can't find another example on the interstate highway system that only connects two cities. My hunch is Senator Johnson, as in Lyndon Baines Johnson, lobbied to get that highway built for his constituents in the late 60s. That would be my guess. And we're going on I-40 east to the Outer Banks and right across North Dakota on Highway 90. This is a great summer night for driving. How many hours are you driving tonight? And it's just you and me. You're alone in the car. I'm alone in this studio. I'm 14 inches from the microphone. You're 14 inches from the speaker. This is an intimacy that no other medium enjoys. When I get to share information about a product with you, it's because I believe in that product or I don't take it. You think other hosts are that fussy? They're not. They don't care. But I'm 14 inches away from you. Therefore, I care because you hold it against me forever. Keith Mortensen ordered the Malbec wine that we talked about a couple months ago. He loved it, and he appreciated it. And I thank you, Keith. I appreciate you. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. So there's Harry Styles. And he went in and poached like a honey badger Olivia Wilde. He just went and swooped in and got Olivia Wilde from Jason Sudeikis. Now, they had two kids. You think Harry is holding those kids, taking those kids to the zoo? You think Harry's taking those kids to the beach, changing their clothes, giving them a bath? No, Harry's not doing that. Harry's using his giant tool on mom. Harry's using his giant tool on Olivia Wilde. That's all he cares about. Why? Because he's a rock star with a British accent. And as long as that British accent holds up, she doesn't care about anything else except that he has a giant tool. And that is the reason she left him for the brilliant Jason Sudeikis. And women say, well, that doesn't matter. I say it matters. You bet it matters. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I'm Walter Sterling. I want to stay in touch with you at all times. Here's my email. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And we have a great website where you can sign up to be a Midnight Misfit. The website is WalterSterlingShow.com. WalterSterlingShow.com. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Chip Oswald.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Moisture streaming in from the Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf of California is fueling monsoonal rains across New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and the mountains of California. Although we'll take whatever rain these thunderstorms will provide, too often we also see dry lightning with these storms, where lightning strikes the trees or the ground, which are already parched from the drought, with very little to no additional rain from the thunderstorm. Let's remember, we have 29 wildfires currently burning in California, Oregon, Nevada, Washington, and also, let's not forget, up in Canada. Temperatures out west won't be as hot this week, but the additional humidity from the monsoonal flow will make it feel just as uncomfortable, plus keeping temperatures from dropping very cool overnight. Lastly, persistent rain and thunderstorms continue to add more rainfall to already saturated ground in the southeast, from East Texas through the Gulf Coast, states of Louisiana, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, and on into the Carolinas. After all, have a nice week, whatever the weather. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, welcome to Justin McCarty. Justin McCarty is our latest Midnight Misfit. Welcome. Justin signed up and got his membership card at Walter Sterling Show. What that includes are the rules about what it takes to be a misfit, what he must do as a misfit, and the decoder card so he can decode secret messages from other misfits. Justin McCarty, welcome to the Walter Sterling Show Midnight Misfit Club. Now, if you're on I-40 coming back from the Outer Banks, you have the longest drive in history. You could go to Mars faster than that. But I-27 is a great mystery to me. From Lubbock to Amarillo, it appears that there is an interstate, I-27, only goes between two cities. As best I can tell, it is the only interstate that only goes between two cities, and I want to know what it's like. If you've ever been on it, if you're on it right now, I'd love to hear what's there, because I think probably it's just an Amarillo. That's my hunch. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Olivia Wilde left Jason Sudeikis, who plays Ted Lasso on that very funny TV show. She leaves she leaves Jason Sudeikis for Harry Styles. And it doesn't make a lot of sense because Olivia is 38 and has two children by Jason Sudeikis, two gorgeous children. They're like 2 and 5. I'm like, what are you thinking? And the fact is that the only reason Olivia Wilde, a woman of means, a talented woman, a beautiful woman, and the mother of two children with a man to whom she has been engaged for 8 freaking years, I think she ran off with the band. She ran off with the singer in a band who has a giant penis. That is the only reason she would have done that. And I will confess that when I see Harry Styles, because of the rumor of his giant penis, I have looked for bulges in his pants. I have looked to see if I can see evidence of this, since Harry isn't sharing it with me personally. However, I don't think it's a rumor. Keith, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT.
Hey, Walt, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, at least with Interstate 27,
yes,
you do have a couple things to see. You start in Amarillo. You've got the Cadillac Ranch, where they got the Cadillacs buried in the ground there, nose first. And you get down to Lubbock, and that's where you got the Buddy Holly Museum. And I've been there. I rode my motorcycle down through there. It's a great ride. But there's an even shorter interstate in Texas, and it runs between Copperas Cove and Belton, Texas. It's less than 25 miles long. I'd like to know the reason for that one.
All right, let's back up a second. First, I've seen the picture of the Cadillac burial ground. Please describe to us, Keith, what's there. You've seen it?
Oh, yeah, I visited on a motorcycle trip. Some guy back in, I guess, the 50s or the 60s decided to bury a bunch of Cadillacs, you know, in their nose. You know, they're standing straight up and down along Interstate 40. And you can pull over and get out with a can of spray paint. And everybody's been spray painting them ever since. And something to do.
Yeah, about how many are there?
Maybe 10.
Now at the Buddy Holly Museum in Lubbock, Texas.
In Lubbock, Texas.
Did you go visit that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it's they have the houses there that they wrote Peggy Sue in, and it's just nice. It's just a great place. And I also went to on another motorcycle trip, on the same trip actually, but up in. Now I'm trying to think of Spring Lake, I believe, where the Buddy Holly crash site was, where the plane went down. They have a memorial there also. A big pair of, it looks like Buddy Holly sunglasses are there, and it's really nice.
Paul McCartney says that
he... I think it's in Iowa.
Right. Paul McCartney says that he exists, that his ability to make the music he made exists because of Buddy Holly. He gives the credit to Buddy Holly as to being the pioneer of the type of rock and roll that Paul McCartney did. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. I actually saw it on an interview. I saw him say that. And they were interviewing, there's still a few members of the Crickets that are left, and they've said the same thing, that, that when they got to meet Buddy Holly, or I'm sorry, when they got to meet Paul McCartney, he had told them that, that, you know, if it wasn't for the Buddy Holly and the Crickets, there wouldn't have been the Beatles.
Exactly. Now, Sterling on Sunday, how's this going for you? Are you enjoying this show?
I listen every week, Walt.
You're the best.
I'm on a different run now, so I'm not in the truck on Sunday nights right now, but I listen from home. I love it.
I appreciate it, Keith. Thank you so much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. Your number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm telling you, I've been puzzled by this Olivia Wilde nonsense. This Olivia Wilde nonsense goes like this. Here she is. She's the mother of two beautiful children. Two beautiful children. And she had them with Jason Sudeikis. Now, why am I having trouble with this phone? Why am I having trouble with this phone? Okay, I sort of see. 888. Silent mode. I don't know. I don't like iPhones. I had a flip phone. I was perfectly happy with it. Hey, James, is there anything I need to know? Because I can't see that call screen. 888-688-WALT. Olivia Wilde, beautiful actress, scary eyes, been in a lot of TV. She was in House. No one ever remembers that she was in House. But there she was. She played a nurse or a lab assistant or something in House for years. She had two beautiful children with Jason Sudeikis, who plays Ted Lasso on the Netflix series and is up for a zillion awards. And Jason Sudeikis is a great comedic actor, and he was on Saturday Night Live. That's pretty good. They lived in Brooklyn. They were cool Brooklynites. They went to the Brooklyn Donut Plant for their donuts. And, you know, they did Brooklyn things. What are Brooklyn things? It's pretty much just walking around acting cool and skinny. Everybody in Brooklyn is skinny. Then they move to L.A. to find themselves and to smell lavender in the morning and to go to the beach. That's pretty much what the people in L.A. do. They smell lavender. They smell fresh leather from their brand new imported foreign cars. They give their kids over to a nanny, and then they go to lunch. That's what people in L.A. do. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they go, you know, we really should try to get a tan. That's what they do. That's it. So now they're in L.A., and they get distracted. Jason's working hard. Their kids are working hard. Their kids are happy. They're at the expensive, fancy daycare. But Olivia has wandering eyes. And where do they wander? To a bulge. They wander to a bulge on Harry Styles' pants. Because Harry Styles, rumor has it, has a giant penis. And between being a rock star and having a British accent and having a giant penis, no woman can resist him. Taylor Swift didn't resist him. No woman can resist him. Ready for this? Page Three Girls, the British tabloid Page Three Girls, who posed topless in a legitimate newspaper, couldn't resist him. And Olivia Wilde gets a whiff of him, and she's like gone. She leaves her kids. She leaves Jason Sudeikis. And it's because, I say, because Harry Styles has a big penis. That's why. And I also say that no woman can resist the giant penis. It's impossible. They'll say they can. They'll tell Cosmopolitan magazine that they can. But I, Walter Sterling, say they can't. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Invasive species in our waterways, and it's bad. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You know, advertisers are very fussy about where they invest to advertise. And therefore, I was thrilled when Mike Lindell's ad agency said, we're going to invest in Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much, Mike Duché. MyPillow.com has set up a discount for you that's amazing to me. The MyPillow queen size pillow normally goes for, ready, $69.98. Well, now, for you, They've knocked $40 off that price, and now the MyPillow queen size premium MyPillow goes for $29.98 just by putting in my name, Walter, in the promo box at MyPillow.com. What is a premium pillow? Remember the last time you checked into a great hotel and you got in that bed and you put your head on the pillow and it was a different experience than you had ever had before. The pillow was like, hello, hi, I'm your pillow. It's a fantastic experience that you can now have in your home. You get the queen size premium MyPillow. How much did that cost again, Walter? $29.98. It is regularly $69.98. That is a $40 savings. Now, the king size pillows are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Walter. You will also find deep discounts on the MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets, or call 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. But there you use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. You know how I divide Florida into three sections, the top's Deliverance, the middle's Mickey Mouse, and the bottom's Scarface? I'm going to do a story from each one of those zones of Florida today. We're going to start with the Deliverance zone today. I'm going to read you the headline first. Florida man accused of stealing gator from golf course, threw it around to teach it a lesson. And as weird as that headline sounds, the real story is far more bizarre. First off, it's not a golf course. It's a miniature golf course. He didn't really steal the gator from the golf course as much as he got in a fight with it and was beating the crap out of it when the cops showed up about 3:20 in the morning. I cannot find out why the guy did this, but the 32-year-old Florida man jumped into the miniature golf course where this little gator lives. The gator's like 6 feet long. It's not that big. And that's tail and everything, right? So he jumps on it, wrestles with it. In this mugshot, he has scratches on his face. There's like two cuts below his eye. There's a slash across his nose. And there's some sort of scrape on his forehead. He looks a lot like Joe Dirt, except instead of having a mullet, all of his hair is just long, but it's real stringy and thin and blonde. And he does kind of look like an ate-up David Spade. But I can't figure out why he did this. So cops get there. They saw him grab it by the tail, swing it around, hit it on the ground, hit it against an awning, and then tried to throw the live alligator on the roof of a building. So I'm trying to find you more information on this. I go to three different sources. I find a Facebook post from the Daytona Beach Department of Public Safety. And the cops had put out a photo of this guy. It's 3:20 in the morning. He's wearing what looks like swim trunks. The cops got him cuffed. The other cops got a flashlight on him. And the gator is sitting there unrestrained. Doesn't have a leash on it. Doesn't have handcuffs on it. It's not in a cage. It's sitting on the sidewalk watching the cops cuff the guy. I mean, and he's not moving. Cops asked him why he was beating up the gator. He said he was teaching it a lesson. That's all I have. That's all I have. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Famous actress Olivia Wilde left her boyfriend of 8 years, Jason Sudeikis, with whom they made two children, to run off with Harry Styles, who was a lead singer in a band, and 10 years younger than her because he had a giant penis. That's what I say. And I say that women will always run off with the guy with the giant penis, regardless of his personality, no matter what. 888-688-WALT. That's my number, live on a Sunday night. 888-688-9258. Listen, this just in. This is incredible. Mike at MyPillow. They're our new advertiser. They're our new partners. I hate to call them advertisers. They're not. They're our new partners. Thank you, Mike Doucette. Mike Doucette. Say it three times fast before you go to bed. Mike Doucette. Now listen. There's a six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing the soft feel that you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109. Oh, my God. But now, just for a short time, and just for you, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99 with the promo code WALTER. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click the Radio Listener Specials to get the insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. You will find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. Enter the promo code WALTER or call them at 844-0876 for these great radio specials. I love doing this show. Do we have the best time? 888-688-9258 is my phone number. Jerry in Kansas City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I love your show, by the way. It's very unique. Always makes me laugh. You have good topics.
Jerry, you deserve to laugh. You deserve to laugh.
Yes, we do. Hey, regarding the big penis issue, you've heard the adage, it ain't the meat, it's the motion. And I found that you're partially right. If a person, you know, they like it that way, sure, but there's many that don't. So I look at it like you're about 50% right.
Weedos.
No, I'm not 50% right. I'm absolutely right, Jerry. That is a radio fact. James Copeland has an amazing job. He sits at the side of a missile silo, one of the things that we used to have to blow up Russia, and he gives tours of it, and it's a B2B. Hello, James. Hi.
Hello. Yes, you're talking about Cadillac Ranch, and I drove the Winnebago by there. I have the Winnebago parked on top of the missile silo now, but yeah, I'm not going to stop at Cadillac Ranch because there's no place to pull over. And there's no parking. I'm not going to do that.
You were on Route 27. You were on Route 27.
I was on I-40. Going through Amarillo, and I saw Cadillac Ranch over there, and I'm like, it's a mess. I mean, there's just people pulling off like right on the side of the interstate, and then kind of like walking over a barbed wire fence to go see it. There's no parking area, and if you're not going to make a parking area for my 14,000-pound home, like I'm not going to stop.
But I-27, it goes between Lubbock and Amarillo, right?
Yeah, and you got the big Texan in Amarillo. If you can eat the 3-pound steak, then you get the cab ride and the dinner and all that for free. And if you don't, then you're in a world of hurt.
What else is on I-27? I'm fascinated by an interstate highway that only goes between Lubbock and Amarillo, between two cities. I can't find another interstate highway that only goes between two cities.
Yeah, I have no idea, but hey, we're out here in Arkansas in the middle of nowhere. I'm on top of a missile silo, and I was cleaning out a little toads that are living down there now in the access portal.
And so you had a big event at the missile silo this week?
Yep, so we had a corporate event. We had some trucking company come, and you know,
hey, James,
instead of having their...
James, yeah. James. One second, I have something to say. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession. Capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The dog days of summer continue across the northern plains states as that area of high pressure has moved a little further to the north. High temperatures into the triple digits will break some records on Monday in eastern Montana, Idaho, and the Dakotas. Excessive heat warnings and advisories have already been issued. Bismarck, North Dakota, 103 tomorrow. Boise, Idaho, 101. Billings, Montana, 105. Meanwhile, further to the east, a Canadian cold front is draped across the Great Lakes on into New England. This will trigger showers and thunderstorms across the Northeast, as well as cooler temperatures. Chicago, 73 on Wednesday. Indianapolis, 72. Buffalo, 65. Boston, 69. Washington, D.C., 79. And New York, about 86 with afternoon thunderstorms. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Albany, New York are all going to be in the upper 70s and low 80s. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, this entire hour is dedicated to Mike Doucette, the brilliant Mike Doucette. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Isn't it great to be together? My gosh, the interstates are empty at this time of night. It's just you and me, 14 inches from the mic, 14 inches from the speaker. It's just us. Olivia Wilde, actress of note, has left her boyfriend of 8 years, Jason Sudeikis, with whom they had two beautiful children. She left him for Harry Styles, a rock star. She ran off with the band. That's what she did. 38-year-old woman ran off with the band. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Well, according to Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles has a huge penis, an enormous penis. And I say that a woman will run off with a huge penis over anything else. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Hi, you're on Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Hello.
No. Hold on, James. The caller. I want the caller. Hello. Hi. You're on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, Walt. This is Kim from St. Louis.
Hello, Kim from St. Louis. Welcome to the big show.
Thank you. Well, I just want to let you know, since the last time I talked to you, I've had to retire my dog.
Well, I'm very sad about that. How do you feel about that?
Well, there wasn't much I could do about it. She would get distracted when she'd be out going to the bathroom, and she pulled me down many times. So the last resort was my son took me to the hospital and had a CT scan done, and they were trying to tell me that I was having mini strokes. But
Wait. Who was having mini strokes, you or the puppy?
Yeah, they did a CT scan at the hospital, and they tried to tell me on the side that I hit my head on, I was having mini strokes.
Now, do you agree with me that women will stay with a guy just because he has a big penis?
No.
Thank you very much for your call, Kim. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Now, James, I'm so sorry. Please tell us about this amazing week that you had at the missile silo.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we had a wonderful corporate event that was here. We had some trucking company come down, and, of course, instead of having their quarter two, quarter three, you know, whatever meeting they were having in a boring conference room, they had it in our 4,000-square-foot missile silo that was built in the early 1960s and had the largest thermonuclear warhead ever made. So, yeah, they were down there, had lunch, had their very boring meeting, and then we brought the bartender in, and things got a little more interesting.
You work in a missile silo, one of the missile silos that used to hold an anti-ballistic missile that could strike from Kansas to the Soviet Union. Is that right?
Yeah, so there are 54 of these all over the country. So there are 18 around Little Rock, where I am, and then there are 18 around Wichita, Kansas, my hometown, and then there's 18 around Tucson, Arizona. And they were all designed to fire over the pole and hit targets in the Soviet Union.
And now it's an Airbnb.
Correct. And, yeah, we've got we have lots of fun hosting people from all over the place come and stay. And we have some kind of science geeks down there from actually Wichita here tonight.
How popular is this Airbnb?
So we're almost always booked. In fact, last month, I think we were booked all but two nights. So it's been very popular.
If a person in an RV, somebody who wants fun for the whole family, wants more information, where do you get more information about renting the anti-ballistic missile silo?
Yep, so you can go to TitanRanch.com, and that's the website where you can learn all about the place and actually book your stay. We actually have a huge RV parked here tonight. We also just let people park in their RVs, and we're actually building an RV park, so that's very exciting. So also one other thing that your listeners might find interesting that's going on the radio airwaves, because as you know, I'm always have my ear tuned to the secret shortwave bands.
You're going to tell us what's interesting about it? Yes.
So the interesting thing is this last week, the Cuban government is now blocking and jamming signals. So they're trying to limit communication between the island and the rest of the world. So they're blocking and jamming these signals that are on the amateur radio bands and on the maritime frequencies as well. And I can pick those up here in Arkansas. So we're just, hams are trying to raise awareness about this because it is pretty crazy that the Cuban government, you know, they've been doing jamming for years, but not on these frequencies really in modern memory. So kind of an interesting thing going on there. That's the big hubbub on the air this week.
The jamming of radio frequencies by the Cubans was one of the reasons for the creation of Radio Free Europe. It was one of the reasons that Radio Free Europe was created to broadcast above or below the jammed frequencies. Is that right?
Yeah, they got that, and Radio Marti, I think, where they blast that in. And in fact, some of the radio stations in Florida, maybe some of even our affiliates down there, they actually have gotten special, you know, authorization from the FCC to increase power because the jamming's so bad on their frequencies. You know, that's been happening for years, but you know, they actually just have to increase power so that people, you know, in Florida can hear their signal. Otherwise, it just gets wiped out by all those jamming transmitters.
But jammed radio frequencies in this day and age seem so quaint. It seems like something from the 60s. But now here it is, the Cuban government so afraid of the people who live in Cuba of hearing a word of hope, a word of truth, such as, gee, in America, we can buy whatever food we want. We don't rely on the government to give us food. What's not understood about the Cuban regime that has been true for 56 years is this, that when you see, for example, crowds in Cuba celebrating the government, cheering the government, they are told, those crowds are told to go to this square at this time and raise the Cuban flag and cheer the government if you want soap. If you want meat, you will go and cheer for the Cuban government. If you don't want your electricity shut off, you will go to the square and cheer for the government. You want air conditioning? You need to go to the square and cheer for the government. This is a society where 100% of the resources for a living is controlled. And the scary and tragic thing is there are a few nice resorts there for Canadians and Westerners who circumvent the embargo rules. And those resorts are beautiful. But the people who work at those resorts are going to be imprisoned if they steal any of the visitors' food. It is a horrendous place. That's why Cubans are more than happy to get in a boat, risk death, to get out of there. Hey, James, thanks very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. James Copeland, who produces our brilliant bits, you're going to hear The Usual Edition, The Drive-Thru Brew, all the very funny things that are done on this show are done by James. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Who is this on the phone? Hello. Judy. Where's Judy?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Judy. You have a bad joke for us. Judy calls in each week with a bad dad joke. She discovered us on WBAP, Kevin Graham's radio station. Kevin Graham has now been promoted, and he's going to KNBR in San Francisco. I send you a lot of nice notes, Kevin. It'd be nice to get a note back. Here's Judy. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi. Now, you know, yesterday, a clown opened the door for me. It was a nice gesture.
Judy, that's a great joke. Say it again.
A clown opened the door for me. It was a nice gesture.
This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Invasive species in our waterways, and it's bad. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
In part one of Florida Stories, you heard from a wannabe Joe Dirt in the Deliverance Zone. In part two, we're going to go to the Mickey Mouse Zone, where in Orlando, you're going to meet the King of Coprolites. That's fossilized doo-doo. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Hi, I know you. I know that you have looked at the MyPillow pillows and the MyPillow dream sheets and the MyPillow towels. I know you've looked at them and you've gone, that's a couple bucks too expensive for me. I don't know if I need it right now. Think about the last time you were in a great bed. That's not your bed. Think about the last time you were in a great bed and it was like, whoa, this is amazing. Maybe you were in a five-star hotel or maybe you were at your rich friend's summer house, but you had the experience of being in a truly fantastic bed. And you thought, I would like this to be my bed. Now you can afford it. Now you can. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. You got that. That's like a dinner at a diner. $29.98. And it lasts forever. It's usually $69.98. That dinner at the diner doesn't last forever. $29.98 for a premium queen-size MyPillow. That's a $40 savings, and the king-size pillows are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code WALTER. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets, or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code WALTER. That's 800-844-0876 and use the promo code WALTER. And coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you about a new product from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, claim your discounts.
Sterling on Sunday.
My body changed recently. My body stopped being a source of pain and started to just feel normal. I no longer had pain every time I flexed my thumb or my fingers. It was a problem. It was a progressive problem. It was a mild form of arthritis, but arthritis doesn't get better. It needs help to get better, and that's where I came to Flexmore Medicine. Flexmore Medicine is a natural homeopathic medicine designed to end the pain of arthritis. It's made by Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. In my case, I used Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E, Flexmore Medicine. It did an incredible thing. After using it for about a month, it took away my arthritis pain. That was my experience. Yours might not be the same. Why not find out? What do you have to lose? You're carrying around that pain. You don't need it. You don't need it. Go to Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Look for Flexmore Arthritis Medicine.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. I love it when we have new members of the Midnight Misfit Club. Our new member is Justin McCarty. Justin McCarty went to Walter Sterling's show. He clicked on the Midnight Misfits tab. And he downloaded a Midnight Misfit membership card, which has a decoder card that enables him to understand the secret messages that I share with you and Neil Paul and Judy Anderson. Welcome. welcome to being a midnight misfit. Now, also, it will reveal to you what it is you're supposed to do to be a midnight misfit and what qualifies you to be a midnight misfit, because, no, not everybody gets to qualify. And then Mike Doucette passed this along to me. I couldn't believe it. Mike Lindell is now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet providing the soft feel that you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath, two hand, and two washcloths, typically retailing at $109.99. But now, for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99. Okay, follow along. It's normally $109. Now it's $39.99. But you must use the promo code Walter. Finally, listening to this show provides you with something of value. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click the Radio Listener Specials. You are a radio listener to get an insanely low price of $39.99 for the towel set. You will find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. Enter the promo code Walter or call 800-844-0876 for these great radio specials. Right now, as I speak to you, I am wearing Mike Lindell's slippers. I have the worst feet in the known world, and these slippers are magical. They are just magical. MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code Walter and get 40% off. Are we having fun tonight? I am so glad that James was able to clear up for me exactly what is on I-27 in between Lubbock and Amarillo. I-27 is the most bizarre interstate highway because it only connects two cities. Every other interstate, like I-95, it connects 800 cities. I-80 connects all of North America. But I-27 suspiciously only connects Lubbock and Amarillo, Texas. What's in Amarillo? The Cadillac graveyard, where they stuck a bunch of Cadillacs into the ground, put a fence around it, and ta-da! And Lubbock has the Buddy Holly Museum. That's it. I find it very strange, but not as strange as something that Britney Spears said. Now, I have original audio from Britney. You know, Britney has been going through a lot of trauma. You have been going through a lot of trauma with your family. And I've gone through a lot of trauma with my family. Why? Because my sister-in-law has been in town for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Let's think about that. Let's meditate on that. This is a safe space. It's a safe space. My sister-in-law has been in town for 2 weeks. And you know what that means? It means all these little snide comments about how I raise my beautiful daughters. All these little comments that she thinks she has the right to make. Or my relationships. For example, I have invited my sister to our house. My sister has such a big heart that she has 4 rescue dogs and about 8 rescue cats. And she's taken them in, and her problem in traveling is finding someone to take care of the dogs, because I think she has like 1 or 2 pit bulls. Now, my sister has a big heart, and she'd like to visit us, but she can't because she can't find anybody to take care of these dogs. I mentioned this in front of my sister-in-law. I didn't ask my sister-in-law for her opinion. I didn't ask my sister-in-law, what would you do? No, but instead my sister-in-law, out of the side of her mouth, goes, aren't there any pounds? Aren't there any boarding facilities in Texas? Aren't there any boarding facilities in Texas? While she's saying this, she's away from her home in New York. She's at her mother-in-law's house. This is my sister-in-law, her mother's house. And there is her nasty little yapping dog at my feet that she has driven for 9 hours to take with her on this trip. She didn't board her dog, but my sister's supposed to board her dogs. And that's what I have to deal with whenever my sister-in-law appears, where she gets all snippy like a little chihuahua. She gets all snippy and causing me tremendous stress in my marriage because My sister-in-law married a venture capitalist. Now, as you know, they're the scum of the earth. With the exception of the guys who work at Apollo, who I adore. Mark Rowan, brilliant man, great man. And they put me into Sirius as a consultant, Sirius Satellite Radio. I worked there for 9 years as a consultant because of Mark Rowan, not because of what anybody else might say. It's because of Mark Rowan. Great guy, okay? There's one good venture capitalist. It's Mark Rowan at Apollo. And they now own Cox Radio, and it would be very smart for Cox Radio people to put me on their stations. Wouldn't that be a smart thing to do? Gee, Walter has a relationship with Apollo, and we have radio stations. He has a radio show. I know, we'll kiss butt. We'll put Walter on our radio stations. That would be the smart thing to do, but you're in radio, so you don't think that way. You just don't think that smart. But I digress. My sister-in-law married a venture capitalist. They do nothing. They are the money changers. They do nothing. And therefore, she has a lot of money. She has a lot of money. He has a lot of money. They rent a $10,000 a month apartment in Manhattan, and they have an estate in Greenwich, Connecticut, which has a completely finished barn with questionable air conditioning. This stresses my wife out because we don't have an estate in Greenwich. We don't have a $10,000 a month apartment in New York City. My wife around this starts to get depressed because, you know, sometimes we have trouble finding the money for bread because why? Because I'm in radio. Therefore, I have trouble with the relatives. But Britney Spears, she has major trouble with the relatives, right? What Britney said today was so brilliant. Everybody thinks what she said was complaining about her conservatorship and about her dad. No, no, no. The real brilliant thing she said, I'll tell you in just seconds. No mainstream media pulled it. I'll tell you it in seconds. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Moisture streaming in from the Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf of California is fueling monsoonal rains across New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and the mountains of California. Although we'll take whatever rain these thunderstorms will provide, too often we also see dry lightning with these storms, where lightning strikes the trees or the ground, which are already parched from the drought, with very little to no additional rain from the thunderstorm. Let's remember, we have 29 wildfires currently burning in California, Oregon, Nevada, Washington, and also, let's not forget, up in Canada. Temperatures out west won't be as hot this week, but the additional humidity from the monsoonal flow will make it feel just as uncomfortable, plus keeping temperatures from dropping very cool overnight. Lastly, persistent rain and thunderstorms continue to add more rainfall to already saturated ground in the southeast, from East Texas through the Gulf Coast, states of Louisiana, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, and on into the Carolinas. After all, have a nice week, whatever the weather. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by a generous gift from the Concrete Foundation of New Brunswick. Now available in gunpowder gray. Now, here's Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
Good to see you. Today we are celebrating Obscure Museums of America. To take us on the tour of obscure museums is Blind Jim. Where in the world are you, Jim?
Welcome to the DeSoto Museum, the land of push-button gears and giant fins.
1961 was also the final year of the forward look design theme.
You see, the forward look was a design concept created by Virgil Exner, who was Chrysler's head of design at that time, and it ran from a period of 1955 through 1961. The forward look is characterized by low roofs and sweeping fins and an organic nature to its design. Also, the forward look was a dramatic departure from what Chrysler was producing and creating prior to this period.
Next, we focus on the most important feature of your home, the Museum of Doors. Let's march inside.
So authentic.
At Public Radio, we seek authenticity above all else. This week, we feel closer to our president.
So before I introduce our president, let me close with this. The payments may be monthly.
We will celebrate the music from a tiny desk with our house band, Sitting on Stacy.
I know that you're leaving. We seem to have lost that feeling.
We love this, but we hate public radio. I'm eating a banana right now. 888-688-WALT. Now, Facebook wiped me out. I had a Facebook account for many years. I didn't post anything about COVID. I didn't post anything about how much I love Donald Trump. None of that. I don't know what happened, but one day they said, why don't you start a new Facebook group with a fewer number of people so you can stay in touch with them intimately? Did you get this? This is the weirdest thing. And then before that, they wanted me to identify myself by answering all these questions and taking a picture of my driver's license. That was very suspicious. I'm like, I'm not doing that. And then they wanted me to use two-step identification. Now, I couldn't make the code generator work. They wanted me to use a third-party code generator. Finally, one day, I go there. And my Facebook account is wiped out. I don't know if it was locked out or wiped out, but it didn't exist. And it doesn't exist. Therefore, I have gone to Instagram. And now if you want to see Walter Sterling photos, you can go to Instagram and keep up with my fascinating life at Instagram. Because Facebook, it isn't there anymore. I had a Walter M. Sterling account. I had a personal account using my real name. And they're gone. They're both gone. Here's my deep thoughts about Facebook. And this is why I don't get it. If you don't like their policies, you're a volunteer. Don't use it. Just sign off and don't use it. If you don't like Facebook, don't use it. I do not see what the big deal is and what all the drama is about Facebook. Oh my God, I'm Facebook. I've been censored. Who cares? I don't care. And the amount of time I was wasting working for them was insane. Now I don't do that. I use Instagram. I'll post my pictures on Instagram. You can see a picture of me on WABC on Instagram. That's all you got to do. Now, this Britney's... Oh, but here's the thought. You take a look at the Zuckerbergs and these other platforms, the people running these other platforms, and you realize these people have no training in mass communications. They have no understanding of radio or TV or how our news gets made or how our opinions are given. We've been at this for 100 years. We know how to deal with the public. We've been doing it for 100 years. And the last thing you want to be, really, is a common carrier. Trust me on this. So there they are, all upset at Twitter, all upset that people would say things that offend them and offend their friends in the Hamptons and offend their friends in Northern California. Oh, my gosh. My friends are all offended. They're drinking white wine. They're eating brie. They're eating crackers. And they're offended by things that are posted on Facebook and Twitter. Listen to me. It is a miracle. In our population, with the number of cable channels, the number of publications, the number of books, it is a miracle that anybody reacts to anything on any platform at all. Because it's gone in a second. One of the challenges about the programming radio stations, that I've always had to deal with as when I was a consultant is management going, well, you know, we're offending advertisers. We're offending. And I'd say, well, what exactly are they offended by? And then they'd quote me, well, this hardware store quoted me, quoted this on our radio station. I'm like, wait a minute. The hardware store owner that advertises on your station was able to quote something your midday host said. Well, there are 43 radio stations here. There are 18 television stations. There are cable channels that come in from all around the world, including the famous NASA channel. And they're able to quote something on your radio station at 1:10 in the afternoon. Cut a promo and congratulate that talent. Oh, my gosh, that's a miracle. It is a miracle that anybody can quote anything on your radio station. If they quote me, it's a home run. Oh, my gosh. The people at Twitter, Facebook, all those other social platforms, they're all in an uproar when somebody says something that's offensive to them. Oh, we're offended. All right, I'm Walter Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-9258. I do a live radio show. Therefore, I'm never offended by anything you say. You come on the air and say whatever you want. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. Hi, I know you. I know that you have looked at the MyPillow pillows and the MyPillow dream sheets and the MyPillow towels. I know you've looked at them and you've gone, that's a couple bucks too expensive for me. I don't know if I need it right now. Think about the last time you were in a great bed. That's not your bed. Think about the last time you were in a great bed. And it was like, whoa, this is amazing. Maybe you were in a five-star hotel, or maybe you were at your rich friend's summer house. But you had the experience of being in a truly fantastic bed. And you thought, I would like this to be my bed. Now you can afford it. Now you can. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. You got that. That's like a dinner at a diner. $29.98, and it lasts forever. It's usually $69.98. That dinner at the diner doesn't last forever. $29.98 for a premium queen-size MyPillow. That's a $40 savings, and the king-size pillows are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code WALTER! You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets, or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code WALTER. That's 800-844-0876 and use the promo code WALTER. And coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you about a new product from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Claim your discounts.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. All right, for our next Florida Story, we're going to go to the Mickey Mouse Zone, where in Orlando, at the Orlando Science Center, they have a new exhibit. The world's largest fossilized carnivore poop is now on display. Fossilized poop apparently is a thing. So let's go down this rabbit hole, shall we? First off, the record-setting dump comes from a Tyrannosaurus rex. It's owned by a private collector. His name is George Franson. And George Franson is the Florida man that is recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records for having the largest collection of coprolites. That's fossilized feces. That's right. There's a proper term for fossilized doo-doo. And this Florida man is the king of fossilized doo-doo. So not only does he own the biggest, he has the most, over 1,277 coprolite samples. Florida man said he was immediately hooked when he came across a sample in a fossil shop as a college freshman. The Miami Herald has called him the king of fossilized feces. And since 2014, he has used his vast collection to start the world's foremost virtual coprolite resource center called the Pooseum. And apparently this Florida man loans his big collection around to museums around the country so people can satiate their desires to see dinosaur poop, I guess. This is his passion. Some people play golf. Some people like to rescue pit bulls. This Florida man, George Franson, fossilized doo-doo. Pooseum.com. It's a thing. It really is. You're welcome. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part 3 of Florida Stories coming up next. Stay with us as we go to the Scarface Zone.
Take a knife to the back guy.
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Britney Spears is a brilliant performer, which is why she's been able to hold our attention and fascination 15 years, 20 years after her last hit. Well, now I have original audio from Britney Spears explaining her situation. Now, this audio is different than the quotes you're seeing in mainstream media, which gives very official stuff about her complaining about her conservatorship and lawyers, and she has a new lawyer, and all that stuff, which is very important stuff for maybe you or the mainstream media, but not for me. But she said one little phrase at the end of this quote that no one else picked up except for Sterling on Sunday. That's the name of this show. Sterling on Sunday picked this up, and I think it is a stunning example as to why she's a megastar.
For those of you who choose to criticize my dancing videos, look, I'm not going to be performing on any stages anytime with my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. Take me as I am, kiss my ass, eat sh**, and step on Legos.
Play that again. Can you play that again?
For those of you who choose to criticize my dancing videos, look, I'm not going to be performing on any stages anytime with my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. Take me as I am, kiss my ass, eat sh**, and step on Legos.
All right, now I want you to listen to it again and listen to the very last thing Britney Spears says. Listen to it again.
For those of you who choose to criticize my dancing videos, look, I'm not going to be performing on any stages anytime with my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. Take me as I am, kiss my ass, eat sh**, and step on Legos.
And step on Legos. No one else picked that up. That one phrase is her genius. Because every parent in America, her hardcore fans who were 10 when she had her number one hits and now have 10-year-olds at home, every single one of them have been through the unique torture of having stepped on Legos. It is a horrendous experience at 2:30 in the morning after you've gone in to deal with the crying 3-year-old in their room. It is a unique experience to have stepped on Legos because at first you don't know what it is. Because when you see a Lego during the day, innocently sitting there waiting to become a dinosaur, you don't think twice about it. But when it hits the bottom of your foot, you're like, did I just step on a piece of glass? There's no worse feeling than stepping on a Lego at 2:30 in the morning. And Britney knows that that is the highest form of torture for a parent, is going into the kid's room at 2:30 in the morning and stepping on a Legos. It is the worst feeling. And she knows that inflicting that pain, the imagery of that pain, on the people who torment her is the toughest thing she could say. And she said it. She was like, no, she didn't tell them to go to hell. She told them to step on Legos. And she's right. That's why she's a genius. Because even if it wasn't an active thought, the fact that that was a default thought of hers, what can I say that's really terrible? I know, go step on Legos. The fact that she came up with that is why she's a star. It's why she's a pop culture star, because she understands pop culture intuitively. So intuitively, she didn't even have to work at that. That just came out of her. Do you agree? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Brittany knows exactly what to say to invoke sympathy and empathy from us. That's her genius. Do you agree? Well, I don't care if you agree. How do you feel about that? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. That is her brilliance. Britney Spears is brilliant. Play that again. Listen to this quote. You got it? I said, could you play it again?
For those of you who choose to criticize my dancing videos, look, I'm not going to be performing on any stages anytime with my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. Take me as I am, kiss my ass, eat sh**, and step on Legos.
And step on Legos. That is the damnedest thing she could tell you. If you're a parent, that is the worst thing that could happen to you, is to step on Legos. The worst thing, and she knows it. Not changing the diaper, not going to court, it's stepping on a Lego. It also demonstrates that she's a real mom. That, to me, tells me she is a real mom. In fact, the fastest way I could find out if somebody is a great parent is if they've stepped on Legos, because it means they're involved with their child. It means they're really involved with their child if they have stepped on Legos. What do you think? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Why am I saying the phone number? Because I'm live, and I look forward to talking to you. I love to talk to you. Now, let me remind you that Mike Lindell is changing the game. He now has a six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing the soft feel that you look for in a towel. The set comes two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths. They used to be $109, and for a limited time, you can get this set for $39.99 with the promo code Walter. Go to MyPillowProducts.com with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Yeah. Put in the promo code Walter. But there's that Britney Spears. That is her genius. She knew exactly what to say. She knew the exact worst pain to inflict on you would be to step on a Lego at 2 in the morning. I love that quote. I love what she said. That's why we want Britney to be freed. I can't believe that she didn't know she could ask for an end to the conservatorship. She actually didn't. She said she didn't know it. All right, it's live on a Sunday night. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The dog days of summer continue across the northern plains states as that area of high pressure has moved a little further to the north. High temperatures into the triple digits will break some records on Monday in eastern Montana, Idaho, and the Dakotas. Excessive heat warnings and advisories have already been issued. Bismarck, North Dakota, 103 tomorrow. Boise, Idaho, 101. Billings, Montana, 105. Meanwhile, further to the east, a Canadian cold front is draped across the Great Lakes on into New England. This will trigger showers and thunderstorms across the Northeast, as well as cooler temperatures. Chicago, 73 on Wednesday. Indianapolis, 72. Buffalo, 65. Boston, 69. Washington, D.C., 79. And New York, about 86 with afternoon thunderstorms. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Albany, New York are all going to be in the upper 70s and low 80s. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather, at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Did you see this? This weekend, the number one movie was not Black Widow. It was not Black Widow. It was, where is it? Disney announced Black Widow among several. How did I lose this? Why did I lose this? Why am I not more professional? Why am I not more secure about these things? I'll get back to it. The point is that the movie theater owners in America blame Marvel's Black Widow box office collapse on Disney Plus launch. Well, you see, Black Widow was huge last weekend. It was the number one movie starring Scarlett Johansson's breasts. And then this weekend, it collapsed. In March, Disney announced that Black Widow, among several of its 2021 films, would premiere simultaneously on the studio's subscription-based streaming service for a premium $30 price, and on the big screen while the struggling movie theater industry regained footing. Then on July 9th, Black Widow opened to $80 million in the U.S., setting a new COVID-era box office record. Disney padded the film's global haul by reporting that the Scarlett Johansson-led comic book adventure collected an additional $60 million worldwide. 10 days after the debut, the National Association of Theater Owners, the industry main lobbying group, released a fiery statement that stated that Black Widow's rollout for measure for the National Association of Theater Owners seemed to like Black Widow, going as far as calling it such a well-made, well-received, highly anticipated movie. Still, the group says that the $200 million budgeted Black Widow underperformed at the box office and on Disney Plus. What they're saying is that because they put it on Disney Plus, it didn't do as well in streaming and it didn't do as well in the theaters. And this is something that they have to work out, that they're never going to work out, because it's never going to be the same. Everything that they know about Hollywood, everything they know about the public is changing for good. It's never going to come back the way it was. The movie industry is never going to come back the way it was. And they'll never adjust. And one of the weirdest things about Hollywood, this is the most conservative group of people in the world. They have a system that was set up in the 1930s. They expect everything to work like it's the 1930s. They release a movie, millions of people come in, and the theater owners are very happy because, as you probably know, theater owners don't make any money on the movie the first week that it's there or the second week. It's like by the fifth week they might make some money. They make their money on popcorn and candy. That's how they make their money. And now they're furious. You know, now they're just furious. I got to talk to you about something. About 2 months ago, this is a serious subject, but I won't belabor it. About 2 months ago, I found out I needed to have cataract surgery, and that's the lens in your eye. And for a lot of reasons, you might need cataract surgery, and it's one of those surgeries everybody tells you is, well, that's nothing. That's no big deal. They're going to cut open my eye and it's not a big deal? Yeah, I had the cataract surgery. No big deal. It takes them a few minutes and they put in a new lens and everything's fine. What? They're cutting open my eye? That I can't get past that they're cutting open my eye. I go back to the cataract doctor and I ask for a second opinion. So I go to a different doctor, Dr. Omar. Dr. Omar. And Dr. Omar says, well, you know, you have waves on your retina. I'm like, what do you mean I have waves on my retina? Well, as Dr. So-and-so told you, you have waves on your retina. No, nobody told me I had waves. What does that mean? That's part of the focusing problem. My big challenge for the last 18 months is when I talk with you, I can't read. That's my big challenge. I can't actually read. And then I say, well, you know, put on your readers. Well, I put on my readers. And I get about a sentence in, and I'm exhausted. It is exhausting. So I go to this I'm going to go to a retinologist this week. I don't know what retinologists do, but he's going to tell me how serious the waves are, and I may have to have retina surgery and cataract surgery. And I said, can they do them at the same time? Can we package it up, maybe get a discount like at Walmart? No, they have to be done separately. So I'm a little nervous about that. Always be happy to hear from you if you've had any experience with retina surgery and cataract surgery. I look forward to talking to you. Now I've got a story about my car that you just won't believe. I'm Walter Sterling, and my phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Invasive species in our waterways, and it's bad. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
In part one, you heard of a guy wrestling a gator at the miniature golf course. In part two, you heard about the king of fossilized doo-doo. Coming up on part three of Florida Stories, we're going down to the Scarface Zone, where the police are going undercover in an ice cream van to give away ice cream. I think that's supposed to help. I don't know. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on an unprecedented part three of Florida Stories.
You know, advertisers are very fussy about where they invest to advertise, and therefore I was thrilled when Mike Lindell's ad agency said, we're going to invest in Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much, Mike Duché. MyPillow.com has set up a discount for you that's amazing to me. The MyPillow queen-size pillow normally goes for, ready, $69.98. Well, now, for you, they've knocked $40 off that price, and now the MyPillow queen-size premium MyPillow goes for $29.98. $29.98 just by putting in my name, Walter, in the promo box at MyPillow.com. What is a premium pillow? Remember the last time you checked into a great hotel, and you got in that bed, and you put your head on the pillow, and it was a different experience than you had ever had before. The pillow was like, hello, hi, I'm your pillow. It's a fantastic experience that you can now have in your home. You get the queen-size premium MyPillow. How much did that cost again, Walter? $29.98. It is regularly $69.98. That is a $40 savings. Now, the king-size pillows are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Walter. You will also find deep discounts on the MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or call 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. But there you use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors is going to take the shaving experience for you to a whole different level, as it did for me. It takes shaving into the fourth dimension. Harry's blades are so unique. They're made in their own factory. It's not something they farm out. They make it in their own Harry's factory. What I was amazed at is that for me, it did not nick, it did not pull. It was the smoothest razor I have ever experienced. But then for me, again, what I find the best part of the Harry's razor experience is Harry's shaving cream. It goes on as a gel, it turns into a cream, it has the most remarkable scent and aroma. It's like, wow, this is what it was meant to be. Smooth, smooth razors, incredible shaving cream, and an ergonomic handle designed to not slip in the shower. Please go to Harry's.com, get the information. They have a special deal there just for you. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners. And we mean you.
888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Walter Sterling, live on Sunday. Welcome. Welcome to our giant show. And welcome to Justin McCarty, who is our brand new Midnight Misfit member. How did he become a member of the Midnight Misfit Club with Neil Paul? What he did is he went to WalterSterlingShow.com, WalterSterlingShow.com, and he registered. He immediately was able to download his free membership card, which tells him exactly what he has to do to stay a misfit and to behave like a misfit. WalterSterlingShow.com. There you will find out amazing things about our radio show. Facts about our radio show not available anyplace else. Are you feeling good? Do you enjoy the show? I enjoy the show. I do the show. And I do it for you. I do it all for you. How do I relax? Did you ever wonder that? I'll tell you in just seconds. But first, here's Clyde. Clyde, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, man, I actually had cataract surgery about 2 weeks ago down here in Florida, which is kind of funny.
Tell me, please, about your cataract surgery. Tell me about your cataract surgery.
Yes, I went to Dr. Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
I didn't hear a monkey. I didn't hear weirdo. I didn't hear any of that. Well, why is that? Yeah, what? Why would I have to cue that? Here's how I relax. And by the way, thank you. That was very flattering. I can't begin to tell you how flattering. Husband who was sentenced last month to 30 years for beating his wife to death during an Alaska cruise is found dead in his cell. There's some good news. Now let me tell you how I relax. I watch, I do two things. I go to TikTok and I look for Whitey 18 videos. Who's Whitey 18? It's this 21-year-old kid who two months ago, was working construction in Canada. And then he started mouthing along to Barry Manilow songs. Immediately, women all over TikTok went crazy. They went crazy. And now he has 2 million followers on TikTok. Kid who does construction, but 3 weeks ago, he got signed to UMG Models, the big modeling agency in Canada. And this week, he went to Cannes for Hugo Boss. 2 months ago, digging ditches. Now, he's in Cannes for Hugo Boss. I look for his videos. They're very entertaining. They're incredibly entertaining. The other thing I do is I watch Undercover Boss. The great thing about Undercover Boss is it always has a happy ending. No matter how poor and suffering the workers are at the factory, the boss comes along, scoops them up, and says, I will give you $25,000, and their lives are changed. Well, something happened. This particular episode of Undercover Boss that I watched this week, I think the name of the music company was Creevy or McCreevy, some weird name, and kind of a creepy name. All right, the Undercover Boss goes to the factory. He meets with the workers. He finds one worker who's really tired and he's ready to quit his job. He has another job and he says, you know, I'm going to quit. I don't want to work in the factory anymore. I haven't gotten a raise in 8 years, on and on and on. Okay, they beg him to stay. He decides to turn down the other job and stay. All right, that's a good undercover boss. Then there's a woman who works in the call center. And she's not too happy working in the call center. She's not being paid attention to. The systems are antiquated. She's not too happy. But they're going to fix everything for her. They're going to give her $25,000. The other guy they're going to give money to, please don't quit your job. Okay. They don't quit their jobs. They stay. Well, there's a follow-up. Usually the follow-up says, yes, and Susan has her $25,000 and she's going to college. And Martha is using the money to start a scholarship fund for her and the dogs. And Mike's thumb is better and he has $10,000 for a down payment on a house. That's usually the follow-up sequence on Undercover Boss. This week, those sequences happened, but then there was another follow-up on the episode I watched. I think it was McCreevy Music Company or something. There was another follow-up, a second follow-up. Turns out that the plant, the warehouse that they visited on the show, was being shut down. It was being shut down. And the people we saw as being given a second chance with life, they were being laid off on Undercover Boss. And they're very vague about what happened or why, except the company needed to save money and needed to cut back. Oh, my God. This was a very embarrassing Undercover Boss. It's usually never embarrassing. I'm Walter Sterling. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. I do this show because I get to talk to you live. How great is that? I mean, that's just the best thing. Here we are in KDKA, the very first radio station in the world. Now I'm going to abuse the airwaves to talk about my car. People have car karma. They're people who are supposed to own a car. They do great with their car. I was not one of these people. I have never in my life had a good experience with a car. The experience with my car usually involves a tow. First, it involves a tow to get it fixed. Then it involves a tow because of parking tickets, and I have to go to a scary pound in Brooklyn. Let me tell you, I used to live in New York City. If you ever get a car towed in Manhattan, you ever get a car towed in New York City, the result is terrifying. They don't take you to the park. The tow isn't like in the park. The tow is always at the edge of the water. It's either the East River or the Hudson River. It's at the edge of the water. And the reason for that is one side is a hurricane fence with giant dogs, and the other side is this terrifying body of water. So you're not going to get that car. You're not going to sneak in and take it out. Isn't going to happen. It's a bad experience to be towed in New York City, not to mention that the tickets start at $125 and the tow starts at $150. You're going to be spending $300 to get your car out. And, gee, some months that seems to be a lot of money. I've had to spend more than that sometimes. All right, but I don't live in Manhattan anymore. Now the only reason I'd get a car towed is because it needs to be fixed. 2 weeks ago, my car wouldn't start. It just wouldn't start. The lights came on. It was clearly excited. It wanted to have a relationship with me, but it wasn't going to start. I've managed to get it jumped, and when I got it jumped, it started. I drove it to my mechanic, quote, my mechanic. I drive it to my mechanic, and I say, it's not starting right. It's not doing it right. And we figured it was a bad battery. It just sounded like something simple. A jump made it work, and it got a battery. There was no other reason for it, right? I get a new battery put in. And then it seems that maybe it needs more because it still wasn't starting. Well, that's when the drama began. Because in my life, you put in a battery and it starts. But I have a Chrysler Pacifica, a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. Now listen to me and tell me what you would do. I put in a new battery and it still doesn't start. And I start thinking, well, maybe it's the starter or maybe the alternator, because it was not starting. Now, my first clue was when I took it to AutoZone to get the new battery. The AutoZone guys said, we're not allowed to put that in. We're not allowed to put this in your car. Like, what? You're AutoZone. You always put batteries in cars. Yeah, but we can't do that one. Wow. Well, it turns out that the top of this battery has very spooky solid-state circuitry. It has very bizarre solid-state circuitry that needs to be programmed in order for the car to start. It also has the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It has an auxiliary battery. The car has two batteries. And I've wasted now about 5 days at my mechanic, considering starters, alternators, all this stuff. And my mechanic says, you're going to need a starter. Well, it turns out for a Chrysler Pacifica, you can't just go to AutoZone or O'Reilly's and get a starter. These have to be special ordered. I don't know why. It's not a foreign car. It's not an old car. But they need to be special ordered for a starter. And they cost $380. $380. And there are none around. The nearest one is in Syracuse. God, this is insane. It gets worse. Coming up, I'll tell you what happens. But coming up, we've got the drive-through brew, Velo Hool. Vic Ferrari has a real cop story. It's all pretty darn exciting. My number, always happy to talk to you, is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. I urge you to go to Walter Sterling Show to get information about becoming a Midnight Misfit. I look forward to you becoming a Midnight Misfit because it's the only way we can communicate now that Facebook has shut me down. It has shut me down, and there's no solution to the mystery. Therefore, I have started an Instagram account with a robust collection of Walter M. Sterling photographs. Welcome to the show. This is Sterling on Sunday. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Moisture streaming in from the Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf of California is fueling monsoonal rains across New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and the mountains of California. Although we'll take whatever rain these thunderstorms will provide, too often we also see dry lightning with these storms, where lightning strikes the trees or the ground, which are already parched from the drought, with very little to no additional rain from the thunderstorm. Let's remember, we have 29 wildfires currently burning in California, Oregon, Nevada, Washington, and also, let's not forget, up in Canada. Temperatures out west won't be as hot this week, but the additional humidity from the monsoonal flow will make it feel just as uncomfortable, plus keeping temperatures from dropping very cool overnight. Lastly, persistent rain and thunderstorms continue to add more rainfall to already saturated ground in the southeast, from East Texas through the Gulf Coast, states of Louisiana, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, and on into the Carolinas. After all, have a nice week, whatever the weather. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is J.J. Wilson with another edition of Drive-Thru Brew. Now, you may remember that young Jake has been attending night classes at his local community college. Let's listen in as he tells his manager about his least favorite course.
So, Jake, how are your classes going?
Horrible. So far, I got a 0 in English.
0? What happened?
Hey, have you ever heard of a dude named Shakespeare?
Shakespeare. Is his first name Bill?
That's him. So the fool writes this play called Macbeth or MacDougal or McDonald's or something. And the sentence is entire gibberish and made up words like anon and foretooth and ain't nobody can't understand nothing. Not even the teacher.
Not even the teacher?
So she says, write a 4-page paper and tell me what Shakespeare is trying to say in his play. So I stand up and say, why guess? Why don't we just text the guy and ask him? So then this teacher gets kind of huffy and said, I've got news for you, young man. Mr. Shakespeare is dead. And I say, well, what do you know? Did he die naturally, or did some college student kill him?
Will Jake ever learn to appreciate fine literature? Well, listen next week when he says,
Robinson Crusoe, this ain't nothing but a ripoff of Gilligan's Island.
That's next week on Drive-Thru Brew, Word Cars speaking.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Good to be with you.
Now, Charles Van Zandt is one of the many great voices that we have in the usual edition, our landmark feature on Sterling on Sunday. Now, you're calling in for what reason exactly, Charles?
Well, I wanted to put your mind at ease, Walt, about eye surgery. I've had a lot of it. I've had cataract surgery. I've had retina surgery. And I want to, you know, put any doubts in your mind to rest. I think you'll be fine. But I know you've heard that from probably a lot of people, and I just want to share my experience with you if that's what you, if it might help.
Now, what, why did you need retina surgery?
I had two detached retinas in my left eye. I was first forewarned about it by the fact that I was getting a lot of floaters in my eye. And, I mean, not just routine floaters that you see once in a while, but, I mean, big floaters and a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And what that is the gel behind the retina that holds it in place. And that gel deteriorates, and that's what you're seeing, is the gel that's holding it in place starting to kind of dissolve away. So I've had two of those, and I had cataract surgery about 10 years ago, actually.
Now, do they give you really good drugs? Do they give you really good drugs with this?
Well, now, I've got to admit, Walt, that you're going to have to probably have your eyes opened when the surgery is taking place. But, yes, you will be very numbed. You will be calmed. I mean, you will be psychologically calmed, and your eye will be also calmed. I don't believe you're going to really feel a thing.
How long does it take?
The cataract surgery is very quick. I did one eye in each visit, and I think maybe I was in the office 10 minutes at the max. The retina surgeries are a little longer. That's usually a couple of hours because it's more complicated.
Have you listened to the whole show tonight?
I have. I never miss it, Walt. I love it.
And do you agree with me that the reason that Olivia Wilde stays with Harry Styles rather than with the father of her children is that Harry has a huge penis?
Well, I could see where that might be an advantage. but not knowing the situation up close and personal, I really don't know if I can comment.
I have to explain, Charles Van Zandt is a performer on The Usual Edition, and he started as a listener, and then I realized he had mad radio skills. And I thought, well, do you want to be in one of our little shows? And it turns out he's got the best mock NPR voice I have ever heard.
Well, thank you. Happy to help, Walt. You know that. Well, you did me a favor when you were on my show last year, and I very much appreciated it.
Well, let's take this moment for you to promote your show and where one could hear your show.
Well, it would be kind of difficult to hear it over the air because, unfortunately, it's only once a month. It's called Monitor. It's kind of based on the old NBC radio show, which was so great back in the day. I use some of the elements from that show, but it's mainly a local show, and I try to do interviews, and it's mainly about broadcasting and amateur radio and TV. And you were kind enough to come on with me. I believe the show, we did the interview, I think, maybe a year ago, October, something like that.
Yeah.
It played this past January on the radio reading service operated by the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. But we also have a podcast, and those programs also go up on the podcast and are available for anybody to listen to.
Now, what's the name of the podcast?
Well, it's through Podbean, but the podcasts are available through our website, cincyblind.org, and you go to a podcast link right there in the menu, and it'll guide you right to all the podcasts that are available.
Well, you do a great job for me. thank you very much for being on our giant radio show. I'm glad you have a good time. Most importantly, I hope you tell every single person you know to order a MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code Walter. Hello?
Real privilege.
What happened to you? Wait, did they lower your pot? Say that again. Whatever you just said,
I just wanted... Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I called you on a landline because I wanted to...
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
And I agree with you. The cell phones are really awful for talk radio.
I agree. Hey, you're a good guy. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Walt, and continued success with the show.
Well,
good luck with the eyes.
Thank you. You know, I'm so lucky that people like Charles help make this show. I mean, this show would be lousy if it was just me, but I've got a great crew here. We've got James Montague, John Cole, famous people, and, you know, they managed to overlook the playoff games and participate in Sterling on Sunday, which is a tremendous gift. And I have to say, happy 16th birthday to my daughter, Meredith, who is now 16, and here's the best part. She has her driver's permit, her learning permit, and she's the best driver in the family by far. Better than me. Thank you. Thank you, Soda. Thank you, Diet Cherry 7-Up. She's a better driver than anybody else in the family. And she's a determined driver. She's cute as hell. She's like, I'm going to drive. I'm going to get this permit. I'm going to get the license, and I'm not going to have to put up with any of you anymore. Getting back to the car story, the car is in the shop a week. AutoZone tries to put a battery on it. They are forbidden by management to put a battery in this car. What is it, a Maserati? No, it's a Chrysler Pacifica 2017, which seems to have two batteries. We get the batteries in, doesn't work. We get a starter motor in, and I say to the guy who sold me the car, he said, you ordered a starter motor? I said, yeah. He said, why? I said, because that seemed to be the thing. He says, it's covered by the extended warranty you're paying for. I have never owned a car before that had a warranty. I've only owned old cars. I've never had a warranty. It never occurred to me to tap into a warranty. I returned the starter motor I bought. I take it to a dealer, a Chrysler dealer, and they check nothing. They check nothing. All they did was put in the auxiliary battery for $150 because, oh, gee, that isn't covered by the warranty, and there's a $100 deductible on the warranty, so now I'm paying $250 for an auxiliary battery that I don't want. I get it out of the dealership, I start to drive it home, and it stalls. It stalls, just like before anything. Now I get it towed back under warranty to the dealership, and that's where it is now. I was not pleasant on the phone. I was not spiritual on the phone, and I make no apologies. I will tell you what happened next in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. MyPillow.com brings premium bedding products to your home. It'll feel like a five-star hotel. That feeling you get when you get into a fantastic bed, one of those with the great mattress topper and the pillowcases and all of that. Now you can get it for the right price. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, which is regularly $69.98, that's a $40 savings. And the king-size pillows are only $5 more. But I have to tell you about a new product for MyPillow. I have lousy feet. I have flat feet. And I cannot walk around the house in bare feet. The doctor says, don't even think about it. But I've never found a comfortable pair of slippers. My slippers, anytime I buy them, they fall apart in about an hour and a half. Finally, slippers and moccasins that are made right and made comfortably from MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Walter, you will get deep discounts on all of their products, including their new line of slippers. And their new line of slippers isn't one size fit all, the way, you know, it get at a cheap store. No, they have specific sizes for you and me. And believe me, fitting me with slippers is no easy task. I was thrilled when I put on these slippers. It's like, listen carefully. It's like, I'll do it again. That's what you feel with a pair of My Pillow slippers. New product, terrific product, well made. Enter the promo code Walter and enjoy discounts. Promo code Walter when you go to the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, for our next Florida Story, we're going to go down to the Scarface Zone. Down here at Delray Beach, they did a cute little news story on the police department's new initiative to make inroads and friends within the community. They have an ice cream truck, and they have it all painted up, and it looks like a real ice cream truck. Doesn't say anything about cops on it. But what's going to happen is these are going to roll into the neighborhood. They're going to start playing music. And when the people come up to get ice cream, they're going to give it to them for free. And if you want to sit there and talk to the cop, that's fine. If you don't, you're welcome to take your free ice cream and leave. So it's almost like they're tricking people into thinking there's an ice cream man. And once they're disappointed, it's cops. They're like, no, here's some free ice cream. Okay, well, that's good anyway. I mean, I like the idea because I like the idea of free ice cream. I don't think it's going to do anything to help with crime. I mean, in the low crime communities, is that what they're doing? The cops are handing out free ice cream to get people to not commit crimes. Is that what they do in the low crime neighborhoods? No, it's not what they do. But you and I know Florida is too crazy and too corrupt and too shady and too sketchy. Here's my theory, and you're probably thinking this too. They use the ice cream van as like a reconnaissance vehicle or, you know, to spy on people. You know how they run the little vans where they have someone's house bugged or they're tracking somebody or they're following somebody or they're monitoring someone's house. That's what they use it for. And the community, air quotes, finally one day realized that, hey, if you see that ice cream truck, that's cops over there. And so they couldn't use it anymore. So now what are we going to do? I don't know. Let's go get some Bluebell and hand it out. Yeah, right. This is Florida. We know better. Hold my beer.
What is it?
For our last Florida story, this is just kind of an aside here. They have a congressman who is being investigated for a sex scandal. And I don't know. He hasn't been charged with a crime. I definitely don't know if he's innocent or guilty. But it's not a good look when you go hire the firm that just represented Jeffrey Epstein and El Chapo. Maybe, look, they're probably great lawyers. I mean, it didn't do a whole lot for Epstein or Chapo, but that's not a good look. I mean, both of those guys, we just kind of assume were guilty. And in a state with millions of people, certainly you could find another lawyer of comparable skill that doesn't have those weird stains on it. I mean, was George Zimmerman and Casey Anthony's lawyer, were they busy? Bill Cosby's lawyer won't return your calls.
Hold my beer. What is it?
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Son of a gun. Mrs. Bill Cosby is not wearing her wedding ring right now. She wore it in court. She wore it when he got out of jail, gave him a big hug. But now Mrs. Bill Cosby is not wearing her wedding ring. And representatives for the Cosbys are saying it doesn't mean anything. There is no problem. Their marriage is fine. Is there any possibility that that marriage is fine? Or is it a bank account? That marriage is a bank account. Bill's very rich. He still gets residuals. He still gets checks from things he did 40 years ago. She's very rich because the only way she stuck with him is if he said, you will have all the money. And then while he was in jail, while Bill Cosby was in jail, she had all the time in the world to make sure that all of the money was available to her. You know it. Now, We have tremendous success for our advertisers on Sterling on Sunday, an unreasonable amount of success. And retailers, advertisers, people who run trucking companies, who own trucking companies, a variety of businesses that listen to Sterling on Sunday have been in touch with me via email and said, how do we advertise on Sterling on Sunday? It is a national, frankly, an international show. I will give you a phone number and a name. This is who to call if you'd like to find out about advertising on my show. It is not as expensive as it should be. It's not as expensive as it should be. It's darn reasonable. You ready for the phone number? You want to call Mike Doucette, who's a very famous man, and I want his phone to ring. I want his phone to ring. I'm going to give you his number in a second. I'm going to give you a second to get a pen or to be able to scratch it on a wall. Here's the number. Ready? It's 612-998-998-0205. 612-998-0205. You're going to talk to Mike. That's his cell phone. Yes, you can call him right now, and you should call him right now and ask him about advertising on Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday. You love this show, and it's the only live show on the radio at this time. Why not? 612-998-0205. 612-998-0205. You know, the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.